Now I want to continue on something that the Lord had put on my heart. We talked Sunday about fuller revelations and the importance that God is bringing us into fuller revelations. And in this area where there's a fuller revelation, you may say, well, what's a fuller revelation compared to a revelation? Well, it's an area where you see all parts. It's not given to you in part. It's given to you the whole part. Is everybody with me? And the Lord is desiring that we get into this place where we begin to get revelation of the whole part. Now, what I'm talking about is not only past, but present and future. Does everybody get it? How many of y'all know that when you're in the Spirit, there is no distance or time? You could be pulling down principalities in Russia. You can be all over in Australia. You can go anywhere in the Spirit. Amen? But the whole thing is to get in the Spirit. See, one of the things you must understand that the enemy is going to resist you in every area. He's going to try to bring you astray. He's going to try to put little popcorn things that say, God, 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 God. And you're going to pick up these pieces of popcorn, and then you're going to miss what God's going to do over here. See, because too many individuals are led by how they feel instead of by the Spirit. Does everybody understand that? Now, I'm going to share a couple of things. First, go to 1 Corinthians 13. Tonight, we're going to talk about the keys of revelation keys. Amen? Revelation keys. All glory. What do you mean by revelation keys? There are three keys that God has given us, and he speaks about it in this scripture so that we can get fuller revelations. Are you with me? Glory. 1 Corinthians 13. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 13. In verse 9, would you read it with me? For we know in part and we prophesy in part, O glory. For we knew in part and we prophesied in part, but we're going to start doing it in fullness. But when that which is perfect, and I say perfect, has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Now listen, this is where he says, listen, when I was a child, I what? Spoke as a child. When I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man or mature, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide. So here are the three keys of getting fuller revelations. Faith, hope, love. Would you say that with me? Faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is what? Love. Love. Now, these are three keys that are going to help. If we maintain these three keys, you're going to find that God is going to begin to grant you fuller revelation. Now, these three keys are also associated with all revelations. And without these three keys, there are no revelations. Does everybody get it? Now listen. We know that faith represents present. Amen? Okay. Hope represents future. And love is eternal. In other words, if you've got faith and you have hope, then love was before, during, and after. Has everybody got it? Love was what? Before, during, and after. Now, please understand this, that everybody, individuals, faith and hope always comes to an end. Come on, are you with me? Your faith and your hope will come to an end. There's a place where you just come to the end and that's it. And it's all of a sudden, well, where's my faith? Where's my hope? Because individually, you have faith and hope. The Bible even says that we're born with a measure, right? Amen. We come into this. So your faith and your hope is going to come to an end. Do you understand that? Everybody's does. Because it's our faith and our hope. Every time it comes to an end. Every time. And that's where something must come in to take over. And that's called divine love. Does everybody get it? See, when you accept the divine love of God, that extends the faith and the hope. Why? Because it's no longer you. Do you understand? We'll talk a little bit more about this. But divine love takes over and builds when your faith and your hope comes to an end. Why? Because divine love is what? Eternal. Now let me share this with you. Are you listening? Amen. When something eternal, now listen, touches something temporary, it allows it to become eternal. Do you understand that? Watch. When divine love of God comes, it takes over and builds when your faith and your hope comes to an end. When you accept the divine love, why? Because love is what? Eternal. Does everybody get it? Well, then how does the faith and the hope go forward? How does it build? Are you listening? Because when you accept the eternal love, it extends faith and hope. See, when something eternal touches something temporary, it causes it to build. Did you change by something eternal? Were you not temporary? When the eternal touched you, did you change? Amen. When something eternal touches something temporary, So, now listen, the only way something temporary, can stay alive is when something eternal touches it. So when the eternal love of Christ, when you accept the love of Christ, because when your faith comes to an end, the eternal, the divine love of Christ brings alive faith and hope. Does everybody get it? Good. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we talked about what faith was before. Now, we've read in scriptures, faith comes by hearing, and faith is the substance of things hoped for. But then we started getting into deeper areas where faith is the realization that the unseen is more real than the seen. Are you with me? Faith is the realization that the unseen is more real than the seen. Oh. Remember, in the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the what? Heavens, the unseen. That's what he created first. He created the unseen. Then the earth, which was the seen. Amen? See, so, faith is the realization that the unseen is more than the seen. Does everybody get it? It's more what? Real. Real. Why? Because the Bible even says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but powers of darkness. People are still fighting amongst people. If they start binding a strong man, they wouldn't be fighting one another. Hello. Now, faith or hope is future faith. Hope is future faith. Does everybody get it? Faith is present, hope is future. And love is what? Eternal. Oh, praise God. Hope is future faith. Now listen, are you ready? Hope allows us to wait. Hope allows us to wait. Does everybody get it? Hope allows us to wait. Ooh. Faith is a response of what we've been waiting for. Does everybody get this? In other words, you're hoping for something. The next thing you know, your faith is built up for what you've been hoping for, and at that moment, you call it in. Why? Because, you know, faith is associated with calling those things that are not as what? Though they are. Why? Because those things that are not are more real to you than what is. Because faith is a realization that the unseen is more real than the seen. Everybody got it? Well, I'm going to repeat this. Okay. Hope allows us to wait. And faith is the response of what we've been waiting for. Hallelujah. Oh, go to Genesis 3. Genesis 3. Praise God. Are y'all all right? Revelation keys. What are the three keys? Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is what? Love. Why? Because it's associated with eternity. Faith, hope, and love. Let's see how this whole thing originated. In Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Is everybody there? Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. In other words, he was wiser. He can outwit you in a second. Without the Holy Ghost, you're an idiot. Hello? And a woman said to the wait. And the serpent said to the woman, "His God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." So what did he hit her with? A question. A question of what? Doubt. In other words, he was questioning God. He was imparting doubt, unbelief, and fear. She didn't grab it yet, but that seed was being imparted. And a woman answered, first mistake. See, that means she came in agreement with what he said. Oh, hallelujah. But the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you what? Die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." How could he tell her that? You got to understand something. First of all, he got her attention, and she already agreed with him because she was trying to defend something. Hello? Then the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die." In other words, he called God a liar, didn't he? "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open." And while he wasn't lying about that, they were going to be open to another realm and close to the realm the devil was in. See, his purpose was to shut their eyes and blind them from him. "For God knows in that day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now I want you to listen to this. It's important. The serpent caused Eve to accept the lie of rejection. Why was it rejection? Because he caused her to believe that God was holding something back from her. Has everybody got it? In other words, she now didn't know if she'd been accepted. She was now feeling not only rejected, but non-acceptance. Why? Because she believed that the devil was holding something, that God was holding something back from her. Do you understand this? See, that's one of the ploys the enemy always does. That's how offense and rejection and all this other stuff start falling into play. So the serpent caused Eve to accept the lie of rejection that God was holding something back. It allowed her to feel non-acceptance. And it promoted the breach of God's love between her and God. So she believed that the breach, that there was a breach, that God didn't love her enough. Why would he be holding something back from me if he loved me? So we see here that this promoted the breach of God's love for her and protection. Does everybody understand that? And this caused her to lose the full revelation of her function, purpose, and future. Why? Because of the breach of God's love. She lost revelation. She lost why? She lost function. She lost purpose. And she lost future. Everything was gone. Does everybody understand that? Oh, hallelujah. Now we know that what had happened in the garden was that God's presence now lifted from them when they sinned. Does everybody understand that? They are no longer clothed with the glory of God, which was God's divine love and His presence. So they lost His divine love, didn't they? Amen? Now we know that's attached to eternity, isn't it? They were dressed with eternity. They were eternal beings. Why? Well, they had divine love all over them. They walked with God, talked with Him. Amen? Now, something had to be embarked, and that is called faith and hope. Why? Because it had to replace the divine love. Does everybody understand this? Hope and faith had to be imparted in their life. It had to be embarked in their life. Why? Because it was now replacing divine love. Because it was severed. Are you with me? Oh, hallelujah. Adam and Eve walked in divine love of God and were dressed with His presence and love. They lost His presence, acceptance of His love, and replaced it with faith and hope. You see where it started? Now, do you need faith and hope when you go home? No. You're in His divine love. Nothing matters. Because there is no hope for anything. You're in it. And you don't need faith to pull something in. You're in it. So faith and hope is going to depart from you when you enter eternity. But was established in the garden because the breach of God's love. Does everybody get this? Now, think about the Old Testament. Now listen, Moses experienced God's divine love. Remember, he was in the presence of God 40 days, wasn't he? Amen? He changed, didn't he? You know what happened to Moses? See, when you accept God's love, when you experience God's divine love, all right, self-identification is lost. When you accept God's divine love, self-identification is lost. Does everybody get it? Your identity with self is gone. That's where Paul made the comment, it is no longer I that live, but He that lives. Does everybody get this? Moses experienced God's divine love and lost his self-identification. Why? He was in His presence for 40 days. Now listen, others saw the manifestation of God's divine love, but never experienced it. Look what happened to the Jews when they were in the wilderness. They saw the manifestation of God's love, but not everyone experienced it, did they? That's what's so important about getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's what's so important about getting in God's presence. Other than that, it's nothing but religion. Others saw the manifestation of God's divine love, but never experienced it and never received full revelation or supernatural faith and hope. They died in the wilderness. Does everybody get it? Well, now remember, faith and hope was imparted where? In the garden. But it's divine love of God that brings you beyond your faith and your hope. But they didn't experience it. They didn't accept it. They saw it. They saw the fire of God. They saw the cloud of God. They saw all of these things. But only a few experienced the divine love of God, which allowed them to accept it and go beyond their faith when theirs ended. Oh, hallelujah. And they died in the wilderness, didn't they? They were caught up. Now I want to share this with you. They were caught up with selfish love and soulish love. Because there's three types of love. There's divine love. We talked a little bit about this already. There's selfish love and there's soulish love. Hallelujah. See, they were not able to deny self and get the full revelation. Because if they would have gotten the full revelation, they would have known. They'd have been able to continue. They wouldn't have grumbled and complained, would they? I mean, come on, God was making shoes for them out there. They'd be walking, their shoes would be growing. The clothes, everything was provided for them. See, they saw the manifestation of the divine love of God, but they did not experience because they're grumbling and complaining. So when they got to the end of their faith, they died. But Moses didn't, did he? He went all the way to the end. His disobedience is what prevented him from getting to the promised land. Does everybody get it? But still, you got to understand something. Then the angel of the Lord came back and got Moses' body. God buried Moses, not man. Why? Because he experienced the divine love of God and accepted it. Accepted it. See, one of the things the devil loves to do is breach the love of God. If he can breach the love of God, that's why he attacks you when you're young. That's why those demons are out possessing individuals to go out and molest children or abuse. That's why there's rape and all of this other stuff that's out there. Because if the devil can get you while you're young, he can breach the love of God in your life. Abandonment, divorces, all kinds of things to that degree. Some of us were brought up with no parents in foster homes and orphanages. Why? Because there was that sense of rejection and abandonment, and that breached the love of God in our lives. And we'd always go in this vicious circle. We can only go so far with faith. We can only go so far with hope. And when we came to our end of our hope and our faith, we go right back into that circle, that cycle again. Going towards the world for fulfillment. Amen? Go to Deuteronomy 7. Oh, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7. Selfish and soulish love. Selfish is love of self. Me. Soulish is involved in the area where you are attached to souls, humans, other souls. You love them more than you love God. And you walk according to feeling. Those are the most dangerous people there are. Deuteronomy 7. Is everybody there? In verse something? 6. Would you read it with me, please? Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord what? Loves you. And because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So his love for me and you has brought us out of the world of bondage. Amen? Amen. His love for me and you. His love and his oath, his promise that he would fulfill what he said he was going to. In other words, again, in the wilderness, now this is the Lord speaking to the Jews, right? But they rejected his love, didn't they? They rejected his divine love. They grumbled and complained and died. Oh, hallelujah. Got real quiet in here. What's up? Go to Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. You know, the only way that you can really, truly love people is by getting in that place. I'm talking about not soulish love or selfish love, but divine love, is to get in that place where you are getting filled with the love of God. See, because when you're filled with the love of God and you accept the love of God, you're able to go beyond yourself. Why? Because self-identification is lost. See, when you're really taken in this presence and in the Spirit, you're lost. Do you ever get in that moments when you're worshiping the Lord and you're lost? Why? You just got filled with divine love. And see, you accepted it. And the next thing you know, you were lost. You loved everybody. You loved everybody. Didn't matter. It was divine love, wasn't it? Oh, Lord, I used to hate that person. I love him now. See, you know, when people are offended and grumble and complain, they're caught up in soulish and selfish love. Because they're still looking at, I got hurt. Oh, how could you do that to me? Shut up and die, man. And get filled with the divine love where you can lose your self-identification. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, your faith is going to end. Your hope is going to end. You can only go so far until you truly accept the divine love of God Almighty. Then that divine love builds the bridge of faith and hope that you're able to walk across. Amen? Romans 5. Are we there yet? Hallelujah. In verse 6, Romans 5, 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah, that was me. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. See, so what did he do? He demonstrated his love for us. It didn't mean people accepted it. Amen? Does everybody understand it? It didn't mean that people accepted it. He demonstrated his love for us, didn't he? See, but not all accepted his divine love. And without accepting his divine love, which is associated with faith and hope, you get no revelation. Does everybody understand that now? Revelation. And God wants to bring us to a place where there's fuller revelation. Why? Because the three keys are faith, hope, and love. So you may understand this as full revelation of past, present, and future. You may get revelation that's associated right now, revelation of future, revelation of eternity. Revelation is something that's going on right now that's healing your past. Do y'all understand that? Wow. Wow. So, see, there is a revelation. There's a fullness of revelation where you know where you are now. And you know where you're going. And what is behind you don't matter no more. Why? Because you've accepted the divine love of Christ and you have lost self-identification. See, without accepting the divine love of God, you're fighting for something to fulfill. That's why people backslide. That's why they fornicate. That's why they do all kinds of goofy things in the world. That's why they go out and spend money to try and fulfill. Until the day Donald Trump accepts the divine love of God, he's going to build, 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 and build. And still have nothing. Does everybody get it? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Praise you, Lord. Glory. I just want to share with you that you'll get more of a fuller revelation if you get the other tape called Fuller Revelation. Did y'all get that? Good. Glory. Woohoo. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. I believe. Looks good. All right. Let's read it. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hey, that's love, man. That in the ages to come he might show his exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Wow. See, so he's already showed his love, hasn't he? He's already demonstrated his love. Now you just got to accept it. But see, faith is the realization that the unseen is more real than the seen. Faith is associated when you go to God and diligently seek him, that you know he's a rewarder of someone who will seek him. So when you ask, you know you already have. In fact, let me bring you a little bit deeper. Before you ask, it was already granted to you. See, because if you're walking in divine love and in the Spirit, you're not asking just to ask. You're asking because you've been told to. See, you got a revelation and not even know it. Hello? See, so in this, where you are accepting divine love of God, not soulish or selfish, where self-identification is lost, and the Spirit says, ask. Didn't Elijah do that with Elijah? What did he say? Ask. Ooh. And did he get it? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, did Paul have many revelations? Do you know that he experienced divine love, didn't he? Well, the Lord slammed him off a horse and then blinded him for 3 days. He got revelation. He got touched by the love of God, didn't he? Glory. See, so when you and I accept salvation, we accepted his love for us. Amen? Amen? See, but the enemy begins to say, well, where's the rest of it? Well, where's this and where's that? See, sometimes that first touch of God's love is so overwhelming that you want more of it. And see, then what the enemy does is he says, listen, he's left you. Come on, if he really loved you, he would have given you what you asked for. Come on, if he really what's he trying to do? Breach God's love. Why? So you know, so then you fall into the arena of soulish love and selfish love, and you lose the divine love, you lose revelation. That's how people lose the promises of God, when they got the revelation that a promise was coming. Let me tell you, if you think the devil's going to just say, "Oh, let me help you with God's promise." He's not. Oh, yes, that was God's promise. You got revelation. Great. He is not going to give you fruit of the tree of life. He's going to give you fruit of the tree of the evil and death. Why? Because he's going to always try to disqualify you. He's going to cause you to reject the divine love of God. Then you lose it. That's why people don't complete things. Because if they really were receiving the divine love of God, they know they were protected. They don't have to fear. Amen? They don't have to fear. Why? Doesn't fear disqualify faith? Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is what? Fear. See, but if he can cause you to reject the divine love of God, he knows that he can prevent you from walking in the fullness of the revelation, prevent you from receiving the promise of God, and touch and agree and come in covenant with his spirit of fear. He isn't stupid. Not that stupid. The Bible just said he's the most cunning beast God created, right? He'll whip you in a minute without the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Go to 1 John chapter 4. See, so you and I accepted the love of God, so we got saved. He granted us salvation, didn't he? Hallelujah. But see, when you reject the divine love of God, many people lose it. Why? Because they go back serving the devil again. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John 4, are y'all there? Ooh, hallelujah. Let's go to verse 7. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. This is the love of God. In this, the love of God was what? Manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. Gotcha, devil. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Wow. Go to chapter 3 while we're here. First John chapter 3, in verse 1. Y'all there? Let's read it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. You see, he's always trying to express his love towards us. That we should be called what? Children of God. Glory. Therefore, the world does not know us because it does not know the love of God. Does everybody get it? It does not know, it knows soulish and selfish love. It does not know divine love. When the devil breaches divine love in your life, you lose revelation. The devil convinces you that you are not accepted. And he tries to cause you to go into another place to get fulfilled. And that's in the world, back to Egypt. Why? Because you're looking for love. When I had my encounter with the Lord, I realized that it was him the whole time I was looking for. But I don't mean him. Because him was manifested. In other words, his love was manifested in him and through him. And when I met him, the carrier of divine love, I realized that's what I've been looking for. In bottles, and money, and sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Everything that I was looking for, I realized, was the divine love of God. See, when I accepted the divine love of God, I got revelation. The first revelation I got was, I was his son, and he was my father. And nothing was going to change that. And more revelation come. That the ruler of this world was Satan. See, in this divine love, there's so multiple revelations. It's phenomenal. If you could just dive into the divine river of God, you would come out totally different. Even the little glimpses and the touches that we get now, we change. We're going from faith to faith, but in reality, we're going from revelation to revelation. Oh, glory. Everybody all right? We are. See, when you're accepting the divine love of God, you know that you're His child. You have a witness within you. I'm a child of Most High God. I'm a king's kid. Go to Ephesians 1. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Just a simple teaching tonight, just to finish off what we started. Hallelujah. Look what's going on in this country right now. The West is burning. The Central is drowning. Hello? Does everybody get it? And the East is in famine. You don't think things are happening? Ooh, you betcha. You betcha. This country is being shaken by the hand of God. We've got fires, famine, droughts. Look at Atlanta. They just said Atlanta in what, 60 more days or whatever? They've only got that much time left of water. They do not know what they're going to do. Over, I don't know how many thousands of acres. There's already been 500,000 or 600,000 people evacuated in the West. Thousands of homes have already burned. I don't know how many acres, but I'm telling you, thousands and thousands of acres in the West is burned. California is in trouble. In the floods in Central America. Central U.S. Floods, crazy. Look what happened to New Orleans. That's not over yet. In the eyes of God, that's still Sodom and Gomorrah. That ain't over yet. This country is going to be shaken and shaken and shaken. These are floods of the enemy. Do you understand that? But you and I cannot be moved. See, because as you and I constantly accepted the divine love of God, you're going to come to your end of faith, but the other faith, supernatural hope is going to kick in. And you will not make decisions according to circumstances. You won't be moved because you know you had full revelation of what's what. He won't be moved. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Is everybody there? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can read this with me. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Wow. If we could, peanut brains could comprehend this. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In what? In love. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the what? Beloved. He made us accepted and we have been accepted. Does everybody get it? Now we must accept his divine love. Remember, it's not soulish love or selfish love. It's a divine love. Oh, glory. Go to Galatians 2. Look at all the revelations Paul got. Do you know why? He accepted the divine love of God. Nothing moved Paul. He was ready to die at any time. You know why? Self-identification was lost. Why? Because he accepted the divine love of God. Now, let me share something with you. It's a choice. Amen? It's a choice. In Galatians 2:20, would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Paul said this, I have been what? Crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who what? Loved me. Did he accept the divine love of God? Yes, that's why he can live in faith. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, glory. No longer that I live, I accept the divine love and I'm able to lose self-identification of the old. Does everybody get it? Self-identification of the old man. Not selfish love, not soulish love, but divine love. With divine revelations and fuller revelations. Does everybody get it? That's how you get revelations. That's how you get fuller revelations. Go to Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. Are y'all all right? Proverbs 29. Would you read verse 18 with me? Is everybody there? Proverbs 29 and verse 18. All glory. Is everybody there? Well, let's read it together. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. In other words, where there is no revelation. Why? Because they're not getting fulfilled. What do? They cast off the restraints, the things that what? Keep them walking upright with God. They cast them off. Then they go back into the world. Why? Because they're looking for a revelation. Because revelation is associated with the fulfillment, divine love of God. See, we've come from the presence of God into this world. We're going back into the presence of God. But while we're on this world, we need to grab the presence of God more than ever. Because your faith and your hope will come to an end. But as you accept the divine love of God, that extent, that supernatural faith and that supernatural hope will build that bridge for you to go forward. And it brings revelation, fuller revelations, who he is. See, these are the revealings, the mysteries of Christ. Remember when he went to his disciples and said, who do they say that I am? Then he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter got the revelation. He said, you are the Christ. And Jesus said, now, on that revelation, I will build my church. So the whole church started on a revelation. Oh, glory. Ephesians 4. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4. See, without accepting the divine love of God, in the selfish love and the soulish love, people become miserable. They can't be. I know believers that have been believers for years and they're still miserable. And they have this front on them that says, oh, blessed, happy. And you know they're miserable. You know why? They haven't had a revelation in a while. I'm blessed, hallelujah. And the tail is waggling, you know. They're trying to beat down the horns, you know. Ephesians chapter 4. Is everybody there? Verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ. In other words, you have not so learned him. You've not so received him. You've not accepted his divine love. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct. The old man, which is a bonehead, and grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness and divine love. Put off the old boneheaded man, the one that constantly rejects divine love. Put off those conduct. Put off that character. You put it off. See, you have the final say of what you will accept and what you will reject. Put off soulish and selfish love and accept the divine love. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Glory. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. You know, people do some of the stuff for show, not for love. They do it to be recognized. Amen? There's many people who say, Lord, I want to serve you. Where's the spotlight? But they won't serve him behind closed doors. Hallelujah. And verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Well, this is going to let you know whether you're walking in love or not. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Why? Because it's eternal. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will fail, cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. And wherever there is faith and hope, that will also go too. Amen? Oh, to God be the glory. Now, I want you to understand something, that it didn't say anything about love being a feeling here. Love is a choice. That's why the Bible doesn't say, wait till you feel like loving your enemy. But Lord, I hate my enemy. Repent. Love your enemy. He didn't tell you to love the devil. Hello? He said hate evil, didn't he? You know, too many people pet evil. They can't discern what's evil and what's their enemy. Amen? In other words, you forgive. Doesn't mean you got to hang around with them. I'm not going to hang around with somebody that, you know, Judas. Amen? I may love them, but I ain't hanging around with them. I ain't stupid. God's given us discernment, right? Oh, hallelujah. So love has nothing to do with how you feel. Love is a choice. You have the choice to forgive. You have the choice to obey. See, choice is will. See, for us to go to other levels, you must first make the choice that you want to. And even if you don't want to. You know what? We make choices because we know they please Him. Because the greatest blessing you can have is to know that you pleased Him. It's not how much material you have. Or what you've done for God. It's knowing that you pleased Him is the greatest blessing you could have. Amen? Love is not a feeling, it is a choice. Amen? After you make the choice, something happens. After you make the choice, after you make the choice to eat some humble pie with a lot of whipped cream. After you make the choice of forgiving. After you make the choice of loving, something always happens. You know what happens? You get peace. Whew. You know why? Because you just pleased your Father. You made the right choice. That's why the Bible says, let the peace of God lead you. Not false peace, real peace. Go to 1 John 4. Is everybody okay? 1 John 4. Fuller revelations and revelation keys. What are the three keys? Faith, hope, and love. Oh, hallelujah. That's why somebody who's faithful is full of faith. You know why? Because they accept divine love of God. Amen? Glory. 1 John chapter 4. And verse 16, would you read it with me? We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Now, you know, God says he chastens those he loves.
Hello.
So if you feel like you're being chastened tonight, you're loved. If you get convicted, you know, I really need to forgive this person. Oh, man. That's okay. Daddy loves you. Verse 17. Love has been what? Perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Wow. See, this is perfect love. Perfect love is called divine love. Perfect love is divine love. Verse 18. All read this with me. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So you know whether you're walking in divine love or not. You know, you can get rid of that fear. Now see, fear is not causing you to make decisions. Fear is not causing you to react. You're getting rid of it. Why? Because you are accepting the divine love of God, which is going to bring a fuller revelation, extend the faith, extend the hope, and help you to relinquish self-identification. There is no fear in love, but perfect love or divine love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen? Fear nullifies faith. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is acceptance of his divine love. We must desire, make the choice for us to enter a new dimension. You must make the choice. We want to enter a new dimension of faith and hope by accepting the divine love of God. Every new level of faith opens a door to a new dimensional revelation. Does everybody get that? Every new level of faith opens a door to a new dimensional revelation. I'm going to share with you certain types of faith. There's warfare faith. Amen? There's temporary faith. There's future faith, which we call hope, right? There's overcoming faith. There's a awakening faith. Oh! And there's supernatural faith that is bridged by divine love. It causes someone to complete what God has asked them to finish. Full revelations are keyed by divine love. Does everybody get it? Fuller revelations are keyed by divine love, hope, and faith. And for us to achieve these deeper areas, do you want me to repeat this? I get it. Fuller revelations are keyed by divine love, faith, and hope. Amen? Those are the three keys. For us to achieve these areas, we must make a choice to go deeper in worship. See, your worship is going to be a result of the divine love. Why? Because in worship, you are able to deny yourself. See, the more you worship God, that's why there's people that sit around, they want to become an observer instead of get in. The level of your worship is the level of divine love. The more you worship God, the more you deny yourself, the more the divine love comes, fills you, the more you can walk in greater faith, greater hope, and get greater revelation. Everything is associated with worship. Does everybody understand that? That's why the Bible says, forsake not to assemble. That's why King David had worship constantly going all the time. 24 hours a day, there was worship going. All around his palace. He could go over to the worship center at any time he wanted. Does everybody understand that? That's why worship is essential in these last moments. Worship. Look at the difference now. All kinds of worship music going out. All kinds of things. Worship, worship, and worship. The more you worship God, the higher your worship goes, the more you're able to deny yourself, receive the divine love of God, and walk in greater faith, greater hope, and greater revelation. Does everybody understand that? Amen? That's why God moves in higher praise. That's why we change in higher praise. Changing in God's presence. Revelation keys are love, hope, and faith, right? Hope, love, and what? Faith. Does everybody get it? Are you all right? Well, let's go get some divine revelation with some divine love. How many of y'all accept the love of God tonight? Amen? Good. Cast your garbage upon Him. Amen? Accept in all those areas where He's saying to you tonight, loose the stuff. It's time to get in position. And it's time to die. So you can get revelation. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your mercies and your grace, your faithfulness. We thank you for your word tonight. And I pray tonight, Lord, that this seed that has been imparted will be sealed by the blood of the Lamb, that will grow and bear fruit for your glory. That greater revelation and fuller revelation will come forth as we accept your divine love and honor you with greater worship and praise, that we may walk not only in the fuller revelation, but the fullness of faith and hope, that we may be pleasing to you in every area of our life. And to you all be the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.